do anything on the spending side, even it, and this actually assumes that the 2% cap that was put in the general funds is maintained. But if we don't do anything more than that on the spending side, we're still going to be facing continuous deficits and bigger deficits over time. What would we need to actually bring spending to balance? This picture shows how we could balance spending, which would be keeping the tax increases in and keeping the rate of spending, spending increases to the rate of inflation. So to those of us in higher ed, that might seem like, oh, that's not so bad news. We've been struggling to keep revenue, keep spending even below the rate of inflation. But it's very difficult when you take into account that a large part of state spending is medical care expenses. Medicaid expenses have been rising much faster than the rate of inflation. So this is a very challenging picture. Even with that, we wouldn't get the balance until 2019. And I guess there's two other things that should be noted about this. One is we don't have anything in this model to say how we would dispose of the unpaid liabilities that we're building up. So every year we're building unpaid liabilities. Realistically, we can't keep doing that because no one's going to want to do business with the state. And secondly, there's nothing in this to take into account the fact that we might need increased spending to get rid of some of the unfunded pension liabilities. So it's a real challenge. We think that realistically, we'd better all be settled in for the rest of the decade to be dealing with these kind of severe fiscal problems. And just one last slide. I wanted to update you on the credit ratings. One more slide first. The governor, for the first time, the legislature, in its wisdom, asked the governor to do three-year projections, something we at IGPA think is a very good idea because the state has not been forward-looking. And so this is an excerpt from the governor's three-year projections on the spending side. And two important things here. Everything gets cut. All spending categories get cut except for two. One is healthcare, which is the governor is projecting at a nominally flat rate over the next 2 years. That will be a challenge to do with healthcare inflation, and typically also coming out of recessions, the Medicaid population rises, so it'll be a real challenge to keep spending constant. The other category that gets kept constant is education. The governor the office lumped together higher ed and K-12 education, which shows his priorities. But in talking to some of the people from the governor's office, I think they keep this constant, cognizant of the fact that it's entirely possible that some of the cost of pensions will be shifted back to employers. So even if you have constant spending, constant money from the governor, but you have to pick up more of the cost of pensions, it's going to be a big challenge. So I think that was some of the thinking that went behind those numbers. And I'm sorry, then the last slide I want to talk about is the bond ratings, which I started to bring to your attention last time, what the rating agencies have been doing. We did get downgraded by Moody's very recently. There was a lot of news about this just before a bond issue in January of 2011. Illinois continues to have the lowest bond rating of any state in the country, and we have a negative outlook from S&P as well. Those bond rating agencies, I think, are responding not only to the poor fiscal condition of the state, but to the state fact that the state hasn't put together a cohesive plan for fixing its fiscal problems. That said, the bond issue that sold in January sold at a quite reasonable interest rate, the lowest interest rate in the state's history, and that's, I think, a result of the poor economic conditions that states are relatively good creditors. Even a state like Illinois is a relatively good creditor in an economy like this. So that's my presentation. I'd be happy to answer questions, take comments.
Questions? What?
Could you explain on page 10? So in 2014, you have a decline. Assume the blue line on page 10 is the same as the lower line on page 11, and the the scale has changed.